Now tell me about the schools here. You went to school here as far as I know.
I went to school here, and I went to school in San Ignacio. That's where I was born there. Because we lived at that town for a few years too. And then we moved to Zapata, and then we went back to the ranch, and then from the ranch we went to San Ignacio, where I was born. And we lived there for about a couple of years, and then we came back to Zapata again.
So tell me about going to the school in a different place.
I went to a Mexican school at San Ignacio. That was my first. And then here, I went to, we had a, they were Mexican-American, but they used to teach English and Spanish most at the same time.
So, with the school in San Ignacio, was it run by what government? Was it?
Well, I think it was run by the county or by the, I don't remember, I think it was run by the county, by the state, I guess.
Do you remember the name of it?
The name of the school?
Or did it have a name?
No, I don't think it had a name.
How long did you go to school there?
Oh, just about a year.
So, tell me what that school was like about it.
Because they used to rent just, the county used to rent a house for school. They didn't have any buildings at all. The county didn't own any buildings at that time.
And what about the school here?
Well, they had very good school here. They had the elementary school.
So, the one you went to here?
Oh, no, I never went to school here. I went in the old town of Zapata. I just went for about 4 or 5 years.
Tell me what it was like.
Well, I couldn't tell you. Most of the people there, we were Mexican-Americans, or Mexicans who came from Mexico. And we had a very good teacher. That was about 1918 to 1920. Her name was Miss Baldrige, was her name.
Was she from here?
No, she was from Central Texas. I don't remember the town where she came from.
Now, was that school taught in Spanish or was that taught in English?
It was taught in English. At that time, it was taught in English.
So you had to learn English?
I had to learn English, yes.
Tell me about that, about learning the English there.
It was something very hard for me.
Did you just use it at school or at home or where?
Well, I used it at school and we didn't use it at home. We always spoke Spanish at home.
What about in the stores here, or
those of us? They were all Mexican. We talked in Spanish. We never talked English.
Well, did you have time to use English any time outside of the school?
Not much, because most everybody was Mexican American.
Tell me about the school here that you went to. Did it have a name at Old Zapata?
No, it didn't have a name. No, it was a family house there. It was just a big house.
What, one teacher for the whole school?
No, we had three teachers.
Do you know how many years that did it have a high school or was it just a...
No, it was just elementary school. We didn't have a high school in those days.
Now, you sound like you've had some interesting jobs, though, working around on the ranch
I was working the ranch and then I learned typing by myself. I used to write around 100 words per minute.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. Tell me about it, learning typing and working on the ranch.
Well, no, I worked first in the county clerk's office for about 2 or 4 years. But that's when, it was in 1921, 1922, to about 1926. And then in 1928, I went to San Antonio. I was working for an engineering company there. And at the same time, I went to a business college at night. And that's where I learned a little English, not much.
What did you do for the engineering company?
I used to run the office there, part of the office, and go outside. We had some people working for the company that I used to